Blog Talk Radio.
Lately I've been trusting and confessing the wrong things, been messing with my head, but you're caressing, release pain, distressing, and instead of concentrating on situations, I'm facing steady pacing and then making a move.
I'm hesitating and I'm nervous,
but that one word just
feels like it's gonna be alright.
I can make it through the night.
Don't wanna hear mama say, or daddy say, or sister say, or brother say.
I just wanna hear you.
Are we done? Okay. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I think I'm supposed to be reading Deuteronomy.
Okay. Driving out the nations, the seventh chapter. When the Lord your God bring you, can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me? When the Lord your God bring you into the land that you are entering to prosper, possess, and drive out before you many nations, the Hittites, the Gittites, the Amorites, Canaanites, Precise, Hivites, and the Jebusites, seven nations large and strong than you. And when the Lord your God have delivered them over to you, and you have defeated them, then you must destroy them totally. Make no treaty with them, and show them no mercy. Do not intermarry with them. Do not give your daughter to their son, or take their daughter for your son, for they will turn your son away from following me to serve other gods, and the Lord's anger will burn against you and will quickly destroy you. This is what you are to do to them: break down their altar, smash their sacred stone, cut down their Amorite pole, and burn their idol in the fire. For you are a people holy to the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you out of all the people on the face of the earth to be his people, his treasure possession. The Lord did not set his affection on you and choose you because you were more numerous than other people. You are the fewest of all people. But it was because the Lord loved you and kept the oath that he swore to your forefather, that he brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you from the land of slavery. from the power of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, knowing therefore that the Lord your God is God. He is a faithful God, keeping his covenant of love to 1,000 generations of those who love him and keep his command. But those who hate him, he will repay to their faces by destruction. He will not be slow to repay to their face those who hate him. Therefore, take care to follow the commandment, decree, and the law that I give to you today. If you pay attention to the law and carefully to follow them, then the Lord your God will keep his covenant of love with you as he swore to your forefathers. He will love you and bless you and increase your number. He will bless the fruit of your womb, the crop of your land, your grain, new wine and oil, the calf of your herd, and the lamb of your flock in the land that he swore to your forefathers to give you. You will be blessed more than any other people, nor of your men or women will be childless, nor any of your livestock without young. The Lord will keep you free from every disease. He will not inflict on you the horrible disease that he knew, that you knew in Egypt, but he will inflict them on all who hate you. You must destroy all the people the Lord your God give over to you. Do not look on them with pity, and do not serve their God, for that will be a snare to you. You may say to yourself, these nations are stronger than we are. How can we drive them out? But do not be afraid of them. Remember well what the Lord your God did to Pharaoh and to all Egypt. You saw with your own eyes the great trial and miraculous sign and wonder, the mighty hand and the outstretched arm with which the Lord your God brought you out. The Lord your God will do the same to all the people you now fear. Moreover, the Lord your God will send the harness among them until even the survivor that you hide from you have perished. Do not be terrified by them, for the Lord your God who is among you is a great and awesome God. The Lord your God will drive out those nations before you, little by little. You will not be allowed to eliminate them all at once, or the wild animals will multiply around you, but the Lord your God will deliver them over to you, throwing them into great confusion until they are destroyed. He will give their king unto your hand, and you will wipe out their name from under heaven. No one will be able to stand up against you. You will destroy them. The image of their God you are to burn in the fire. Do not cover the silver and gold on them, and do not take it for yourself, or you will be ensnared by it. For it is detestable to the Lord your God. Do not bring a detestable thing into your house, or you, like it, will be set apart from destruction, utterly abhorred and detested it. For it is set apart for destruction. I read the whole entire 7th chapter of Deuteronomy. May God have a blessing.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you for that. All righty. So I will go ahead and do a roll call and welcoming everyone here today. So let's start. We have Auntie Betty. We have Auntie B. We have Auntie B. Auntie B. Lorelle. and myself. Did I miss anyone?
What's your call, Anthony?
You didn't hear me?
No.
Auntie Marie.
Good evening.
Okay, good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Now, this is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Welcome to the Nellen Family Weekly Prayer Service, and we pray that you all brought some good news to share. And if Auntie Betty would come to us with the blessing of the prayer line.
Let us pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come again to give glory and praises to your name. We thank you, Father, for all that you have done and all that you're still doing. And, Father, we thank you for all the many blessings that you have blessed us with. And, Father, we ask you to bless this prayer line tonight. Let it be what you have it to be. Oh, Father, we will give you glory, we will give you praise, and we thank you, Father, in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
What have with our program? Okay. Let's start with our program. I'd like to start with
Auntie Janet. Okay. I would like to share from my written. Page 8, Awakening to Truth. God is the truth. There's only one truth. There's only one true truth. Even God's word to us declares that God is light, and in him there is no darkness. When a person has the truth open up to them, then they can say the truth has been revealed. Only come to those who have a relationship with God through Jesus Christ. The truth will not only reveal new aspects about God, but he will also open up new insights, wisdom, and revelation about life, self, and others around you. And the way you perceive things will change because the touch of the Creator changes all who choose to follow him. This will happen because you are being transformed in his likeness. We shall know the truth, and the truth shall make us free. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Next we have Hubert.
I would come from the book of Psalms, Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in the green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading. Next,
Yes.
Since you were read mine, I had to get another one.
Amen.
Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he that laid us, and not we are his people, and the sheep are his pastors. Enter into his gate with thanksgiving, and into his court with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endure to all generations. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Next, we have Loretta.
I'm coming out of the Daily Bread, and the reading can be found in Romans 12. We have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. And Paul encourages us to identify and use our gift to edify others and point to Jesus, serving diligently and cheerfully. God has given each of us spiritual gifts, talents, skills, and experiences to serve wholeheartedly behind the scenes or in the forefront. As we celebrate his creativity, he uses our uniqueness to spread the gospel and build up others, believers, in love. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes. I'm coming out of the book of John, chapter 17. These words spake Jesus and lift up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. And thou shalt give him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Lord, glorify thy me with thy own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. They are and gave them me, and they have kept their word. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are for thee. For I have given unto them the word which thou gave me, and they have received them, and I know surely that I come out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine, and all of mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I glorify in them. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee, Holy Father. Keep through thy own name whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. While I was with thee in the world, I kept them in the name. Those that gave me, I have kept, and none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be filled. And now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they may have joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of this world. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for that meeting, my two Betty. Next we have Auntie Marie.
Yes. We come from St. Matthew's God at the fifth chapter. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses saltiness, how can it be made salty? Against it is no longer good for anything except to be thrown under, to be thrown out and trampled under feet. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under the bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Amen.
Amen.
Coming out of Psalm 90. The chapter said, stop, look, listen, and obey. Lord, you have been our dwelling place throughout all generations. What a marvelous expression of God's protection. Meditating on this psalm should motivate us to trust the one who provides protection for us in all circumstances. Because God has been our refuge and worthy of our trust, we need to stop, look, listen, and obey. First, we should stop to think and pray about our actions before we do them. Second, we should look into God's word to see what it tells us concerning God's standards and will for our lives. Third, we need to listen for God's direction. We know that if we follow the advice of the immortal, invisible, immutable, and all-wise God, we will avoid much headache and find unspeakable joy. Last, we need to obey what God revealed, because he will show us the best path for our lives. After all, before the mountain was born, you brought before the earth and the world for everlasting to everlasting, you are God. Amen.
Amen. Lord. That concludes our first round, so we'll go ahead into our second shut-in. Do we have a volunteer for that?
I am Loretta. So if everyone would bow their head for the second shut-in, please. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for all that you do for Auntie Wally, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Betty, Auntie Dot, Mother May, Sister Angela and family, Sister Shirley and family, Auntie Marie, Auntie Janet, Uncle Willie, Uncle Oliver, Gary, Uncle Dave, the Franklin family, the Cody family, Charles family, the Andrew family, Ruth Edward, Desa Kendrick, the Peters family, Reverend Slapman family, Jarrell and family, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Mary Ann and family, the Brown family, the Hurd family, Charlie and family, the McClure family, the Johnson family, LaTanya and family, Carlos and Wells family, the Allen family, the Verna family, the Ross family, the Simmons family, Essie May and family, Tony, DeMarcus, Mel. Hi, Eric, Brian, and anyone else that we are not aware of, but stand in the need of a prayer, Father God, we ask that the blood of Jesus saturate throughout our sick and shut-ins and heal them of every illness. Father God, we thank you for your son and all that he has done and all that he is doing for us right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father God, we pray that every illness that lurks among us become powerless and allow us to hear your voice, reminding us that you are still in control. To God be the glory. Let everyone say amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen. And then we would like to recognize our birthday for this week. We're talking August 18th through August the 24th. And we have Ms. Frida on August the 17th. Nakia on August the 20th. Also Anna on August the 20th. And we have Jason Warner, August the 21st. And then our very own Miss Loretta on August the 24th.
And I think Auntie Alice, too, on the
24th. Right.
Uncle Noon is on the 25th.
On the 25th? Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
Enjoy. Enjoy. Let's move on to our next part of our program, where if you have poems, songs, testimonies, or just additional Bible verses, please share. If not, when I call your name, just say pass. So I'm going to start off with... What you got?
Oh, okay. I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Psalm 117. God, mercy, and truth. Oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people. For his mercy and kindness is great toward us. And the truth of the Lord endure forever. Praise ye the Lord. Amen.
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 Yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
He does.
Next
one,
I'll
take.
Auntie Marie.
Marie.
Yeah. Auntie Marie. Okay, I'm coming out of St. Matthew, starting at the 7th chapter. Do not judge, or you too will be judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged, and with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Why do you look at the speck of and the sawdust in your brother's eyes and pay no attention the black in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, let me take this speck out of your eyes, when all the time there is a plank in your own eyes? You hypocrite. first take the plank out of your own eyes, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your own brother's eyes. Do not give dogs what is sacred. Do not throw your pearls to pigs. If you do, they may trample them under their feet and turn and tear you to pieces. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Alrighty, thank you for that.
Thank you,
Auntie Betty.
Yes, I'm still on John chapter 17. I'm continuing the chapter. It's our prayer that thou shalt take them out of the world, but that they should keep them from evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is true. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so also I have sent them into the world. And for their sake, I sanctify them, that they might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through thy word, that they may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, and they may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me, and the glory which thou gave me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. I in them, and they in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me, and has loved them as thou hast loved me. Father, I will that thou also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold thy glory, which thou hast given me. For thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world has not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. And I declare unto them my name, and I will declare, and the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Do you have Hubert?
Yeah.
I'm coming out of red from the book. We are not so perfect after all. Revelation begins to affect our realization. Most people perceive everything going on in their life as good, good enough, close enough, near perfect, or perfect. Work, even when it is common for most people to settle for what seems to work well or is comfortable. Being comfortable or being at ease can be a major deception. Falling short of a sure or complete outcome by thinking you are close enough to what it should have been is a sensory thing. It is good enough for me, but that's the way it should be. Our perception of the way life is going can be a lie that we really, really accept. For example, everything seems to be going smoothly, so why upset things by changing it now? Most people think that if life is doing good, it has to be a God thing. Wrong. Amen.
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 Next we have
Hey, I'm playing out of the red book. Face to face. Face to face, we want to see you, Lord, as I wait here all alone. The words are gotten, vain and empty. as I bow before your throne. I reach as soon as I can, Lord, and I know you meet me there. And let me find your beauty in a solitude of prayer. There is no attention in your presence. My heart transparent before your eyes. I yield my will, this earthly vessel, to my Lord God, only wise. You are peace and glory, crowned with glory, oh, that I could reach through time and space, for I long to be near you always, to behold you face to face. Amen.
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 Thank you for that. Thank you for that reading, Mom. Next we have Loretta.
Okay, the reading is out of our Daily Bread. Spiritually Exhausted is the title, and the reading is out of 1 Kings 19. The prophet Elijah found himself in a situation where he was depleted in every way. We read that Queen Jezebel threatened to put him to death after she discovered he had the prophet Ahab killed. Elijah was so afraid he ran away and prayed he would die. In his distress, he lay down. An angel touched him twice and told him to get up and eat. After the second time, Elijah was strengthened by the food God provided, and he traveled 40 days and 40 nights until he came to a cave. There, the Lord appeared to him and recommissioned him, and he was refreshed and able to continue to work that God had for him to do. Sometimes we too need to be encouraged in the Lord. This may come in the form of a talk with another believer, a worship, a song, or time in prayer with God's word. Feeling exhausted, give your burdens to God today and be refreshed. He will carry your load. Amen.
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 And next we will have Auntie Janet.
Okay, I think I need to share a testimony. Okay, I want to try to get it together this, for the summer, for my home, and we had a leaky roof. Our insurance denied us for the repair. And there was a program there for all Florida residents that they would fix your roof and you would pay, no down payment, anything. And they would charge it to your taxes. And I was just so happy. I called the person and she led me to believe that we qualified. She called me that Thursday morning, and she said, tell me this, what is the balance on your mortgage? And I told her, and she said, I'm sorry, you don't qualify. And my little heart was just broken.
Mm.
I was thinking, what are we going to do? Because I was just so sure this was the answer to our prayer.
Right.
And I called daughter Denise and her husband, gave them the news because they were rooting for us, just knowing that this is it. And it wasn't. But the Lord worked through my son-in-law, Michael. He got in touch with the person over the program, and they qualified us for more than we needed.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
I give honor. Only those who have a roof meet your roof, know what it is. Now what we're praying for is two sunny days. It's been raining in Miami. My sister Marie can attest to it. Since summer has been raining. Now they have all the material I said to start on the roof. But we're praying for them. Two sunny days. So pray with me. If God did that, he would do this. He would give us two sunny days. Very soon.
Praise God.
I thank him. Amen. And amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Blessing. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Amen.
Praise him. Praise him. Praise him.
Praise him.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
For sharing the beautiful testimony.
Amen.
That's
almost the call, but I'm going to go next. Just want to remind you guys, I'm sure all of us have seen the movie The War Room, correct?
Amen. Yes.
All right. The brothers that made that movie have a new movie coming out this Thursday called The Overcomer. And it basically focuses on what do you allow to define you. I think it's a good movie that we all check out. Just want to give you a headliner.
Amen.
Thank you.
I'm going to have to share this, too, with others.
Amen.
Thank you for that information. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, it comes out on Thursday, so I know I'll be there Friday, so I'll be there. All righty.
You said Friday?
It comes out Thursday.
Thursday. Okay.
I'm going Friday.
I'm going to go to the castle.
Yeah, and then I just got one little verse of the song that is just on my heart. It'll be very short. That I am God. He trusts and knows that I am God. I'm in control. I'm in control. I am still God. Things we need to think about, just sit still and waiting on him.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Into the closing prayer, let's do the assignment for next week if you have any volunteers opening prayer. Any volunteers for the opening prayer? Any volunteers for the closing prayer? The Deuteronomy reading?
I read it.
Do we have a volunteer for the closing prayer for today?
Hubert. Yes. My heavenly Father, thank you for the cross, Lord. The blood you shed for me. For your new life, your freedom and liberty. Thank you for my freedom, Lord, and all my family. Each one near to your heart. And hold them tenderly. Thank you for my ears to hear and for my eyes to see. When I am still and read the word, please show your truth to me. When I rise up each morning and give my day to you, let the sun rise in my heart and let his love shine through. Before I make decisions,
Remind me, I must pray, that everything I say and do be in a loving way. Reach out to others through me, the hurting, sad, and lost. And Jesus gave his life for me, Lord. I will pay the cost. In Jesus' name I ask. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Well, that concludes our program for tonight. I would like to welcome Sister Angela back. We missed you last week. Amen.
Amen.
And Auntie Marie, we miss you as well. Welcome back.
Thank
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Amen. Well, the Nellum family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us. And we pray that there was something shared that would help us through our busy week. And Father God, we ask that you continue to bless our president and everyone in the White House. Bless America, Israel, and other nations, our schools, and our prayer lot. Father God, we promise to put on our full suit of armor this week for protection from our enemy. And remember to put God first in all that you do, and he will direct your path. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God loves you, and so do we. May everyone have a glorious, prosperous, victorious week. We love you all, and good night.
Love you.
Good night.
Love you.
Love you all.
Good night.